Today's devotional is based on Psalm 31, and it was written by Dr. Franklin Tanner Capps. There is an important piece of advice in wilderness training that goes like this. If you're ever lost in the forest, find running water and follow it downhill. The idea is that if you do this, then hopefully you will come to some sort of structure, a dam, culvert, or road crossing that might guide you to help. But what happens when you hear no running water, when everywhere you turn, things look unfamiliar? The hard swallow, shortness of breath, the dizziness that comes with the feeling of being utterly alone. Do you move, or do you stay put and wait on help that may never come? The words of Psalm 31 roar with dread and with the angst of desolation, like being lost in the wilderness with no clear path. In the pain of solitude that gives way to disorientation, the psalmist opens with a cry, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust." That which was familiar has become strange, and friends have become enemies. There is no solace in the solitude, only grief. Many people have recently experienced something of the turmoil that leaks from the psalmist's mind and heart. We've witnessed incredible material loss, the decay of social relationships, and failed friendships resulting in profound isolation. The emotions that follow are familiar. Psalm 31 sets them out in excruciating detail. But after darkness, light. I will rejoice in your steadfast love, comes the refrain. Let your face shine upon me, is the hopeful petition, even as the psalmist declares, Blessed is the Lord, for the Lord has wondrously shown steadfast love to me. These words remind us that we are accepted by the one whom the psalmist calls Lord and God, the one who hears our supplications amid our pain. To pray Psalm 31 is to hope, and to hope is to believe that God is for us, not against us. And in this, there is great comfort, like running water in the wilderness. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the words of Psalm 31 that affirm us in our distress and in our sadness. We ask for deliverance from despair, that we would take heart, knowing that you are indeed our rock and our fortress. Amen.